brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Caller here, Angie in North Carolina. I've been talking to her a little bit off air, and so the reason she knows about the stuff and knows where to find it is she knows some of the inside baseball. She sent us an email. We never got it. That's why we found the thing from May or June dealing with the FEMA camps being activated. She sent us where there's Red Force, Blue Force, and how to communicate with the Blue Force against the Red Force. This is for camps with military operations in the U.S. That's 100% with the barricades and all the rest of it. That's a FEMA camp run by the military against the citizens. And they're already announcing they want to use troops against us. So it's on. They're getting ready for the collapse. We're going to find it right now. I'm going to type it into Google myself right now, Angie. So slowly give me the name of the document right now.
Okay. The name of the actual PDF file, you can either search for the title or the PDF document is PAMSS.
Yeah. You know, don't give me the long PDF document name. Just because
okay. It's called Statement of Work. It's kind of long. For Federal Emergency.
Hold on. Statement of Work. I don't type fast. Statement of Work.
For Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's spelled out?
Right.
Management Agency, okay.
National Continuity Programs, and then in parentheses after that, NCP. That's what they call these contracts, NCP.
MCP?
And, like, National Continuity Programs, the initials, NCP. And
okay, I got to erase it. I heard it. Okay. NCP.
Program.
Uh-huh.
And Mission Support Services.
Support Services. All right.
And in parentheses right after that, it's PAMSS.
PAM?
MSS. Yes, the Program and Mission Support Services.
Okay. The guys have found it. And
it's November 18th, 2011. That's the date on the document.
No, we did find it. Good. Yeah, your email must not have made it through to us last time, but thank God we found the old one. And unfortunately, now two of these have been out. People never pay attention to the third piece of info in the investigation, even though it's the most important. Specifically for us, where do we find the part about blue and red forces?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Alex.
Where do you find the part about blue and red forces? Do a control
okay.
F blue?
Part of the operations that the contractors are responsible for providing are like communication systems and so on. And if you scroll down, it's under the title Operations Division.
Operations Division, showing this
right,
is military.
At the
yep.
bottom of page 2 of 22.
It's the bottom of page where?
Operations Division, it starts at the bottom of page 2 of 22, and then it continues on page 3. And on page 3 is where it says, other efforts of the Operations Division includes initiatives such as Operation Rendezvous, Task Force Rendezvous, the development and integration of the Federal Emergency Response Official Repository System, National Security Special Event Contingency Support, disaster relief, humanitarian assistance. Additional efforts of the Ops Division include geospatial information systems, Blue Force situational awareness, continuity analysis, and command, control, and communications computing.
Yeah, so that's the military running the emergency camps. And then where is the Blue Force, Red Force, command of Blue Force?
Well, it's right there in that line there. It says Blue Force Situational Awareness, or BFSA.
All right, Blue Force Situational Awareness. Yeah, we found it. Holy mackerel. That's the military waging war against the American people and putting us in FEMA camps. Absolute smoking gun to FEMA.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you just joined us, I just got completely blown away. It was Nancy, the caller, who called us, I guess on Monday, and said, yeah, you found the Halliburton documents where they're now going to man the FEMA camps that even Wall Street Journal admits they built in 96, or 2006, excuse me. But do you know about the Department of Defense master order? And then we got hit by so many emails, we didn't get hers or lost it. People pointed out June where they were doing purchase orders. The one she tried to send us and that she just called in and mentioned that we just pulled up on screen is on Homeland Security's website. It admits the military and the NSA is going to run it and talks about the military, the stockades, the barricades, and Blue Force communications against the Red Force. Now, that's all code, but I've been to the urban warfare drills, and I was talking to her off air, and I said, well, how do you know? Because I mean, certainly Red Force, Blue Force, the command and communication of their Blue Force, that's military parlance for war. That's how they call themselves generally, the Blue Force. I've been to Marine Corps drills where it's, you know, they got it all up on big satellite projections of where the troops are, Blue Force, Red Force, where they're training to take on, quote, the militias in San Francisco and Oakland. I shot that in 99, Operation Urban Warrior. And she said, well, I mean, she knows about it because she's there, folks. This is people in the, well, she said she'd stay on hold. I'm not going to say much more than that because we've got a guest already scheduled, but I'm going to have her pop in at the bottom of the hour. The computer we were getting all this up on. We had to go to Skype to get our guest on, so we're pulling it up on another computer, highlighting it all. But I read it there on screen. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you saw me. This is the Homeland Security FEMA website, Department of Defense, a bid system, and it's super ultra creepy. And really upsets me because you've got the state reps calling for martial law in Illinois and on CNN and in New Orleans, in Chicago and New Orleans. You've got the calls for checkpoints to be set up all over the country. You've got the NDAA passing and saying we'll use the military against citizens. We found C-SPAN video from last Thursday where they talk about killing U.S. citizens. I mean, that's going to be on the nightly news tonight. My head is even spinning. This is a giant buildup for war against us, and I was really impressed a few weeks ago when I was talking about the NDAA on the biggest overnight talk show in the country, second biggest in the world, Coast to Coast AM, and they had a Greg Hunter on after me. I can't remember if it was before me. The point is I heard him on the show, and he heads up USAWatchdog.com. I've seen some of their great reports, but the way he understood it all, tied it all in, where he saw the world going. Before creating and producing the site, Greg spent 9 years as a network and investigative correspondent. He worked for ABC News and Good Morning America, so great journalist. And most recently, Greg worked for CNN for shows such as Paula Zahn, American Morning, and various CNN business shows. Greg's a hard-hitting reporter who has a history of getting the truth out no matter how difficult the subject, USAWatchdog.com. Now, Greg, obviously you being in the media know about breaking news. I am on the Department of Defense site during the break. The caller calls in and says, look, I already tried to give this to you once. Look at it. It talks about FEMA camps being manned by the Department of Defense, contractors, and military, and Red Force in combat with Blue Force. What do you make of that breaking news?
Well, here's what I think.
War is coming down because if you just look at the numbers of what they're doing and the people and what they're saying just out in the general press, I don't try to do anything other than really just analyze the news and things that Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, has said recently that things are intensifying, that they're not only unfolding, but they're intensifying. This is what you're saying in the press. On top of it, you know, you have the old Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the former chief of the IMF, who's saying basically they have a growth problem, they have a debt problem, the EU has a leadership problem, and he only gives it weeks. Now, they just dumped a bunch of money into that bailout fund, but if you believe the people who handle money for a living, the $500 billion they put in it, or $600 billion, whatever it is so far, this is what they're reporting, and who knows what they're doing behind the scenes, but if you take a look at people who handle money for a living, they say it's going to cost trillions. That it just looks like this is going to collapse. And this is how we got all of our debt, incidentally, over the last 30 years, that we would just continually borrow money and borrow money and borrow money and create more debt. And nobody ever intends to pay this off. Obviously, it's unbelievable amounts of debt. It's in the hundreds of trillions of dollars. Just derivatives alone, according to the Bank of International Settlements, have grown $100 trillion. So what that tells me is they're handling the debt situation with more debt. And incidentally, this money in Europe, they're not paying anything off. They're giving people more loans, debt. They're putting debt on top of debt. And this is a humongous problem, and by the numbers, by the math of it, I just don't see how it stays afloat, just by the numbers on the face of it, the whole worldwide economy.
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm just dumbfounded by the sense that you're speaking here. In fact, I have the article you mentioned from AFP and Breitbart, World Economy at a Very Dangerous Juncture, IMF Chief. And just last Friday, she said this could be a repeat of the 1930s. For those that don't know what that means global depression.
Yeah, deflationary depression. But back then, it was a whole totally different scenario than we have now. I mean, they let things collapse back then. And money retained value. The dollar, two things in the Great Depression never were questioned. And number one thing in the Great Depression was the U.S. dollar. Now, I know a lot of people are afraid the euro's going to collapse, and they're going to run back in the dollar, and gold coming down some. But the dollar was never in question. The other second thing was the credit rating of the United States was never in question. And both those things have come into question, the veracity of the dollar as it's declining. Also, our credit rating has been cut, even though it's only been, you know, one grade. It's still, we no longer have the top credit rating. They're threatening to cut the credit rating of France, threatening to cut the credit rating of the UK. All this is about the bankers making crazy, reckless, and I think in some cases fraudulent loans and bets, and they don't want to take a hit. They don't want to take a loss. They want to kick the can down the road, ting, 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 and they want to instill all this austerity, and they want people to pay them back their money, and they don't want to take a loss. My goodness, they want another bonus this year because, after all, they have to pay to retain that talent, you know, the talent that almost destroyed the entire world economy, and we still know we're out of this. And that's the thing that the mainstream media just really doesn't report on. So that's one of my specialties, is what does the mainstream media tell people? And they don't really lie. And you probably have read into this. They don't really lie. I don't want to say that. What they do is they just simply don't cover it. They simply ignore it.
Yeah, they lie by omission, or
Or
they bury it in the article, or they spin it.
Oh, I just did a story with the USA Today newspaper. I used to work for Gannett, and it was just a few days ago. And I called it, you know, oblivious because of the mainstream media. And people are completely and totally in the dark. And they basically, I was reading the story on USA Today, this is last week. And basically, I'm reading the story, I said, well, this isn't really a fair and balanced, you know, this isn't an objective news story about the economy. They ought to write op-ed piece on this. Because, you know, here they are talking about the economy. And listen, they're facts they use. Yes, car sales are up. Yes, the home sales are up. But they're in reference, they're bottom bouncing from being off 75%. So they're just bouncing along the bottom. And this is with and home prices are falling. And this is with the government suppressing interest rates to unbelievable lows, down to around 4%. But anyway, so real estate's a huge factor in the trouble the economy is in. I mean, we've got this foreclosure fraud. They called it, you know, RoboShiny. It was nothing more than basically creating fraudulent documents so banks could go into court and take back houses that they should have never loaned money on in the first place. But listen, a really track story came out, and more than 4 million foreclosures are now in the pipeline. And so they're doing a story about the overall economy. Not a word about the 4 million foreclosures in the pipeline. They're actually saying, wow, real estate could actually contribute to the economy in 2012. Huh, really? With 4 million foreclosures, more than 4 million foreclosures in the pipeline, according to RealtyTrack? It's unbelievable the amount of omission that they have. I mean,
you're right.
They wrote this so their advertisers in the newspaper will feel good about the Christmas season. And hey, you know, you guys at this is my conjecture. Hey, you guys at USA Today. Hey, you know, we're trying to sell things here. Don't come out with a negative article 2 weeks before or a week before Christmas.
Exactly. And then they're using the irrational exuberance and the smokescreen to continue down the same derivatives path, the bailouts the banks have been given. They're only using to leverage it even more, so it's going to make things worse. It's not like we're saying, let's be negative. But meanwhile, I've confirmed, and obviously you see it all over the news now, but they are getting the military ready to be on the streets of America. Obviously, the system knows there's going to be a total collapse, and it's going to be 100 times worse when the general public has no idea this is coming. I mean, if we had the incredible homelessness in the Great Depression with people that were pretty much self-sufficient, what's going to happen when, let's face it, a lot of spoiled, rotten people, I mean, this is scary. This is scary.
Well, and I think what's going to happen with these, and I, you know, for the longest time, I was like, oh, come on, FEMA camps. I hate to say this, but you know, these people have to be as smart as me. I don't have any great degrees in accounting. I'm not an economist. I'm an investigative reporter by trade. It was a trade I've learned, and I applied my investigative reporting skills to the economy. And basically what I do is I look at what's out there and go, what can I prove? What can I nail? What can I put out there and prove? And there's so much out there, Alex, by the numbers that you can prove from very good sources that say, you know, we have $12 trillion, Alex, $12 trillion liquid dollar assets held outside the country, according to John Williams, an economist at ShadowStats.com. I think you know who he is. Now, can you imagine what kind of debacle could happen if people all of a sudden wake up and realize that people around the globe are selling these dollar assets? Do you understand what kind of calamity and inflation?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Exactly. We are sitting on top of powder keg, and the fuse is lit. And it's only a matter of time. I just got chills. We'll be right back. I am getting chills.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live, short segment, long segment, coming up with Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. I knew when I heard him on air, it's amazing information, spot on, and it's really great to have him here. Hopefully he can pop in every month or so to give us updates on his research. But listen, I'm not trying to be sensational here. I've got children. I've got a wife. I wish when I went to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, I didn't witness Marines training to take on U.S. militias. But I shot video of it. It's not my word. It's in Police State 2000. But I knew it was long-term then. They were just beta testing. I've got family in the military. They say everybody, officers, you name it, is being trained for crowd control the last 3 years. So they're gearing up. And now I just read the documents on the Department of Defense site and FEMA and that business federal filing site where you file for contracts. It's on three sites that the caller pointed out where it talks about the military manning FEMA camps and Blue Force situation command and control against Red Force here in America. Now, folks, that is military waging war against the American people. I'm sorry, Greg Hunter, you were making a point about an investigative journalist looking at all these pieces. Please continue.
Well, listen, I only try. I'm like you, Alex. I don't want to be sensational. Wherever we did stories at ABC and CNN, people would come to us and say, hey, I've got this story, and it's about such and such. And I would say, you know what? I believe you. How do I prove it? How do I prove that X amount of cars are killing people? Or how do I prove that depleted uranium is so terrible? And how do I prove that? And if I could prove it, I could do it. So I only do what I can prove. Let's go back to the banking system. And here's why, if you take a look at the big picture, people don't realize, everybody thinks 2008 we were saved. We were not saved. We were postponed. They spent $16 trillion, according to a government accountability report. Thank you, Bernie Sanders, for slipping that into the bill last year so we could audit the Federal Reserve of what they did. $16 trillion. You know, you heard about the more than $7 trillion given to the banks, but $16 trillion. Anybody report on that in the mainstream media?
No.
That's not a story? I have friends of mine still in the mainstream media, and I say, that's not a story. That's a government accountability report. That's not something filed by some guy in Montana living in some cave. This is the GAO, and it was put into a bill by a U.S., sitting U.S. senator from Vermont, and we found out they spent or doled out $16 trillion in the wake of this, and we still have a problem. And do you know, Alex, why I think we still have a problem?
Because they're not using the money to fix the problem, and it's too big to ever fix.
It's too big, not enough money. And I wrote a piece when I first went on. My site has been on. You know, you've been on for 10, 15 years, but I've only been on for a couple of years, and one of my first pieces was default option. And I said we should just take the banks to receivership. That means it doesn't fire everybody.
Well, Ron Paul has said that. It's impossible to pay off a black hole.
We should take the banks to receivership. We should protect only the depositors. We should the bondholders, sorry, you get some. The shareholders, you made a bad investment. Depositors, that's your capital base, that's capital formation. It would only cost us $6 trillion. $6 trillion. We could insure everything in the banks.
Instead, we've got to pay off the banks for their gambling.
It's unbelievable.
And they, as you said, you hit the key. They want it all. They're going to keep getting bailouts. They run the government, and they've got the military in Europe standing by. And here, the military now works for the big mega banks to squeeze it out of us.
But it gets better. You know, this is how serious the problem is. And most people in the mainstream media, I watch, you know, CNBC, and some of the stuff they do, like I quote something from CNBC about Reality Track. Okay, some of the stuff they do is good. It's good actionable information. But again, you know, they basically omit. They lie by omission. How do you omit when you're doing an analysis of a bank, okay? And I'm not an economist, and I don't analyze banks. But how do you analyze a bank that's allowed to lie? This problem is so big, they changed the accounting standards, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB standards, in April of 2009. You can change it. They can value these Tier 3 assets, you know, real estate, mortgage-backed securities, at whatever they think they'll get for them in the future. Now, you think about that. Wow. We think we'll get par value for the houses we have and these securities that weren't bought by the Federal Reserve, and any money we bring in, woo-hoo, let's pay ourselves a bonus. And that's what's going on. So this problem was so big they couldn't just pump out $16 trillion. No, they got to allow them, and also corporate America, you know, it's the banks that mostly get this Financial Accounting Standards Board treatment where they can value these assets, these toxic assets, whatever they think they get for them in the future as long as they're not bought by the Fed and the taxpayers. However, so if they're allowed to do that, it must be an awful big problem. And also corporate America, they say, oh, corporate America is flush with cash. Well, you know, not according to the former budget director, who says that corporate America, under the Reagan administration, corporate America has about $11 trillion in debt. So corporate America isn't doing so hot. But the banks definitely are not doing David Stockman. The banks definitely are not doing hot at all. And General Electric was bailed out. They should have taken that company down to a dollar.
Well, Greg Hunter, long segment coming up. I want to pop in with the lady who gave us the documents, pointed them out to us, and I'm going to try to get her on the show tonight.
Hey,
well, stay there. Yeah. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
You can talk to me in the break. Give me the web address. I want to get on the same page with you.
Absolutely. Here we go. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
We're going back to Angie, who's been on hold, who tried to call us 4 or 5 days ago and said, hey, go to the Department of Defense bid process site, and you can see where, you know, not only is KBR getting contracts to man the camps, we got those documents from state employees, but they are, you know, stating that the military is involved. And that it's Blue Force, you know, versus the Red Force, the command and control. And I've been to urban warfare drills. I'm like, well, how do you know that? And then Angie Offair told me some things, but I'm just going to leave it at that and see what she wants to say. Obviously, we'll, you know, give her anonymity so she doesn't have to worry too much. But now you've got, here's the headlines. Martial law attempt in Louisiana echoes Ron Paul's warning. Louisiana state officials call for troops on the streets in war against guns and drugs. I've got in Illinois, I've got NBC and AP are saying, yeah, we want troops on the streets. So that's a new talking point, but it's always going to be in the bad neighborhoods first ahead of this. And we're going back to investigative journalist Greg Hunter. We're not going to spend a lot of time with the caller. In fact, my phone system just crashed, John. But we're going to spend a few minutes with Angie, and then I'm going to work on getting her on the TV show tonight and maybe even her husband. Because, again, this stuff's all public, but you'd have to know where to go look where they're doing all this. It was Wall Street Journal in 2006 about the $386 million to establish through Halliburton three 1 million person camps. But now they admit, hey, we're going to use the Department of Defense against citizens. Hey, we've got the Emergency Centers Establishment Act for economic collapse. So now it's pretty much admitted. It's just what are the details of it? Super creepy, Greg, and you keep going back to economic collapse. Obviously, if they know it's all going to collapse, I guess they think they're just going to put the homeless people and the dissenters in these facilities. What do you see as an investigative journalist?
Well, by the numbers, if we lose our currency, so we have this $12 trillion in liquid dollar assets, that's treasury bonds. That's dollars, but treasury bonds are really nothing more than you pay somebody a dollar today, and in 5 years or 3 years or 10 years or 30 years, you get some more dollars back, and hopefully the interest rate will make up for the dollars you gave, and you'll actually have a profit. I don't see how paying somebody 2 or 3% or 4% over 5 or 10 years, you're ever going to be able to get your money back in terms of real buying power, the buying power of your money back. So a lot of countries on the planet, know this. And if we do have a dollar rout, in other words, if we do have a sell of, let's say it's not, they doesn't sell all $12 trillion. Let's say they sell $2 or $3 trillion. That could cause interest rates to spike. Anybody with an adjustable rate mortgage, that could cause, inflation. We might be paying $10 a gallon for a gallon of gas. That's the kind of things that can happen if we have a change of currency. And I believe ultimately this will all come down to a currency crisis, and that they'll have a bank holiday. When they do have a bank holiday, as they have in the past, they devalue your currency, and you'll just have a lot less money to spend.
By the way, let me stop you. I have another headline here. U.S. asked banks to keep more cash on hand.
Yes.
That's an AP and AFP. So there it is, and they say more people are coming in wanting their money.
Well, yes, and, let me tell you, Martin Armstrong, the famous economist that was held for, years for contempt of court, which is outrageous, but still, he is a renowned, brilliant economist that came up with this economic confidence model, which is really the theory of cycles. It is the theory of economic cycles give way to political cycles. We had a depression in the 30s, we had the hyperinflation in the 20s for Germany, we had a depression in the 30s, and Hitler came to power in the 30s. So an economic cycle, for example, gave way to a political cycle. And he has he's out of jail now for his contempt, and he was held for 5 or 7 years for contempt. I'm not an expert on his case. But
talk about a police state.
He was totally, he was wrongly confused, convicted or wrongly accused of a crime. He did plead guilty to one crime. I thought he was going to get out. Anyway, long and short of it, Martin Armstrong, the brilliant economist who I believe, he just gave a seminar in Philadelphia. And, people fly in from all over the world. People with real money, it was like, $2,500 or $5,000 to attend or whatever, which is nothing to people with money. And he says, when I have people fly in, it's kind of like the United Nations. I have people come over from really around the globe, and he's going to have some more of these conferences where you're talking about, macro global economic things. And even Martin Armstrong says, hey, listen, without real reform, the system is going to blow up. The world is going to blow up. The world economy. And he says, what the number one question was at this conference with all these people? The number one question, according to him in a recent interview, was, is my money safe in America? And he says, listen, I got to tell you, with this MF Global thing, I got to say no. I don't have good confidence that anybody's money is safe in America, because Basically they just went. This is according to Martin Armstrong. Now, this is a source, a real source, not my, I don't think money is safe in America. This is a guy that counsels governments and Congress. He's been called to Congress on more than one occasion. You may not see him, testifying in front of the House Financial Committee, but they've had him up there. And he says that, you know, with what's going on, your money's not safe in America with the whole MF Global debacle. So that's a problem. Also, Ann Barnhart, you remember her?
Yes.
She shut her brokerage down. Because she said, hey, in good faith, because these trades can't settle, I can't tell my clients that their money is safe.
Hey, they've had a bunch of other hits. Soros gave the money up a few months ago and said, I'm not taking your money. And they've had a bunch of others do it in the last 6 months.
Yes, and why is that? Because systemic failure could lock everybody's money up. They're talking about a credit freeze, you know, over in Europe, which is totally a misnomer. They're not fighting a credit freeze. They're not fighting a credit crisis. The banks are insolvent. I was guest hosting on a radio show, and they had this Wall Street Journal reporter a couple of months ago, and he was over there talking about the European banks. And I said, hey, listen, I got this quote from CNN buried in a story on CNN. I mean, it's on my site. Meredith Whitney, you know, star banking analyst Meredith Whitney, was sitting there talking with Poppy Harlow, I believe her name is, and she says, Meredith Whitney says, well, you know, they can't bail out all the banks. There's going to be bank failures because, you know, governments can't bail them all out. Well, they're going to have to print tons of money, A, to bail out the winners, the ones they want to pick. B, why is that story not being reported? And I asked this Wall Street Journal reporter over there, reporting on this as a guest. I said, why isn't the fact that we are going to see banking failures, why are you not reporting that? This is the reporter. I want to name him. Even at the Wall Street Journal, you know, they're told to tone it down, not to cause a panic. Don't say that. You know, here this slipped out from Meredith Whitney. You didn't see 60 Minutes having her back on about, hey, there's going to be banking failures in Europe, and there are going to be banking failures.
Well, look at Ron Paul. He's been warning about this, and they call him a fearmonger and a crazy person.
Oh, no. By the numbers, listen, the banks are insolvent. It's such a big problem that not only in America did the Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, change the rules for what your assets are. That's how insolvent the system is. The people don't realize it. They changed the accounting rules because they couldn't print.
But what does the system think? Because and we're going to this caller because I want Angie to tell us more about this huge military news. Corzine runs off with $1.2 billion conservatively.
What? He didn't actually himself, but.
But it's disappeared. It's disappeared. It's disappeared. But then, as you know, they got no attention except the Financial Times of London did do a blurb. The head of the CME group, you know, for those that don't know, the big commodities group above
Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Yeah, he came out and said, sorry, we were in meetings with them. They took the money out. He gave the order. So there's Corzine.
$175 million, yes.
Yeah, totally caught right there, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, obviously Corzine's up there lying. He's the CEO. He doesn't know where it got wired to.
Well, I wrote a piece, and I tell you what, if I have to look that stupid to save my bacon, I mean, here you have a guy who is a former governor of the state of New Jersey, a former U.S. senator, and a co-chair, a CEO of Goldman Sachs. And he doesn't know anything going on. And the two guys with him, the COO and CFO, also say they don't know what's going on. I called it. I said the Three Stooges testified in front of Congress. I mean, the only thing they were missing was Mo slapping Larry and Curly for the dumb answers they were giving.
So why do you think they're getting so bold and reckless? I mean,
I think we're back to the insolvency problem over in Europe, and of course they're adding more debt to tackle this problem.
So it's like pass the hand grenade. It's like
insolvency crisis.
It's like pass the hand grenade. They pull the pen out and they just pass the bad debt around.
Well, yes, and we're talking about Ann Barnhart, the woman that shut her business down, says, "Hey, listen, you need $100 trillion to bail out Europe at least." And you know what? They came out in the Davos, Switzerland thing in January.
They said we want $100 trillion.
How much did they need? $100 trillion. You tell me how they're going to pay. They're going to handle this insolvency crisis with the banks, with $500, $600, $1 trillion, $2 trillion over in Europe. It's a solvency crisis. They are insolvent. And let me tell you what I did get out of this reporter from the Wall Street Journal is, as well, they've changed the rules about sovereign debt. And yes, you too can hold that. You know, you can hold Greek bonds that are, what, 30 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar. They want them to take a 50% haircut. You can hold Greek bonds at par. Makes your bank, your bottom line look really good. It's like you saying, hey, I've got 10 ounces of gold, but I'm going to hold it on my books, not at $1,640 or whatever it is right now, $30 an ounce. I'm going to hold it on my books at what I think I'll get for it in year 2024. I think it's worth $10,000 an ounce. Woo-hoo! I've got $100,000. Let's leverage that up. Let's pay some bonuses. Let's go out and buy a car. That's what's going on with the accounting. They are allowed to hold these toxic assets that they're toxic because what the Fed bought at least a couple of trillion dollars because they weren't any good. And you think about it. And Alex, I want you to back up and do a wide shot. And I want to tell you something really simple. And it's going to be like, huh, oh, well, you had the robo-signing. Remember that robo-signing? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so... So now we know it's widely reported that millions of documents were forged with people like Linda Green, and we're talking about promissory notes. And you think you pay for your house after 30 years. No, you don't. You pay it when you sign a promissory note. That's a financial instrument, much like a Federal Reserve note. You can't go counterfeit a Federal Reserve note, go down to 7-Eleven and buy a Slurpee, can you?
No.
You can't counterfeit a promissory note either. So now if we know that millions, this is good, you'll like this. So if we know millions of documents were forged, widely reported story, then riddle me this. How did they create mortgage-backed securities when they didn't have the documents? Obviously, they have to forge them. How did they bundle the securities?
Well,
how did they rate the securities? If you have to forge the documents, how did you rate the securities? Number three, how did you get a tax advantage if they weren't really securities? How did you get a tax advantage so the income goes straight through to the bondholder, to the pension fund, to whoever? It's called a RIMIC. How did that happen? And finally, if you know there is major fraudulent activities, as Alan Grayson said and many other people have said it was fraudulent, why isn't the Justice Department filing charges?
They're busy shipping guns into Mexico. They created the mirror system to fraudulently claim that they owned the houses and had the deeds. And they AAA rated the bonds and had a corrupt company certify as AAA rating, which they then sold those insurance policies as more crud. So they sold crap on top of crap.
Nobody's getting arrested. According to William Black, the renowned economist, professor of economy, he's got a PhD in economy, PhD in law.
He was the big guy that sent a bunch of them to prison last go-around.
Oh, yeah. They put 1,000 financial elites in prison. This is 70 times bigger, according to him. Zero financial elites have gone to jail. Oh, we've heard they're going to have civil charges against the executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
But, Greg Hunter, don't worry. Northcom's standing by to take out the evil people that are criticizing it. I want to briefly, we're going to go to break, come back, and have you finish riveting information. Hope folks are waking up out there and spreading the word. Angie in North Carolina, I don't know how much you want to say what you told me off air, but you have reasons to notice these things in the Department of Defense orders. But how big an issue, to our guests, breaking it down, to talk about the military running emergency camps. Well, you could say it's for floods and things. This says Blue Force Situational Awareness Communication, and you're absolutely right. When they talk about Blue Force versus Red Force, that means a combat situation. Angie, finish up your points on that.
Yeah, I think it's very disturbing. This whole entire document is their bid to contract for the establishment of a communication system for the purpose of essentially a complete societal breakdown, continuity of government situation. And that's exactly what it says, that the operations divisions need to provide the, basically the electronics communication system.
And look at outreach support. That's going to be PSYOPs. And then in there it talks about Red Force. And again, I've been to the drills. That means waging, when they go red-blue or blue-red, when it talks about Blue Force, that's the government against somebody.
Right. It says Blue Force Situational Awareness. And I'll say it again for those that don't know what that is. It's the communication system that the military uses, it's a military program, to identify friendlies and non-friendlies in the battlefield for the purpose of avoiding friendly fire.
Generally, it's a transponder, unless I think the enemy's tracking them, then they turn them off, or it's what's painted on the tanks, it's codes that are blurped out. And anybody else who isn't, you know, on the blue list, you're on the red list.
Right.
Or they can use other colors, but usually it's blue-red. I mean, this is amazing. And, I mean, you know about it. I mean, what are the people you know that are involved in this? Are they pretty upset right now?
Yeah, very. It's an extremely disturbing development. You know, basically anything that would provide for, you know, a 72-hour standby in order for them to be able to pull together, you know, situational control within the borders of the United States using the military is disturbing. You know, that's why we have posse comitatus, because...
Well, we don't anymore. They just passed NDAA. Now,
right.
I mean, sure, it's outrageous, but wait, we found a C-SPAN clip. It's in like a two-hour-long show, so we didn't play it on the radio. We found it at the start, but we're going to try to play it tonight, where they're on C-SPAN going, look, we're not just going to arrest you, we're going to kill you. And they say, yes, we're going to kill Americans without a trial. I mean, just the magnitude of this.
Well, that's what's so disturbing. And as you were saying before, with the blue force, red force, the way that works is, you're right, blue force is considered friendly, and they carry transponders. And essentially, anybody that does not have a transponder that identifies them as a friendly is considered a red force or enemy. And that's what they use out in the battlefield. Now, I don't know why they would want to set up a system to be able to use that here within the United States, unless they know something that we don't.
Well, look, I was told by insiders, and now, of course, the drones are actually tracking farmers, so people believe it now, that they got the GPS marking of your door for SWAT teams, Army truck pickups, and drone attacks. And I was told this by an Army colonel who was so scared he wanted... I'm not going to get into it. Listen, I'm gonna put you on hold again. I'm going to have Rob Duke call you. I want to interview you on the TV tonight. We'll disguise your voice, whatever you want, because I know you have a lot more inside info. I'm going to put you on hold.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
By the way, folks, I'm not going to have time to plug a bunch of stuff, but we need to because it's key to the InfoWar and our funding. But I will be on the radio tomorrow. They're going to be posting it at StansburyRadio.com, so check that out and support our Stansbury interview. Always trying to get him on, but he's too busy. So that's coming up tomorrow, StansburyRadio.com. Don't forget, we have the new film out that's professionally done on Oklahoma City and what really happened there, A Noble Lie. And you can get all 18 of my films on DVD for 70%+ off at InfoWars.com. In closing, Greg Hunter, you just heard that information from that lady in her Department of Defense. I'm just going to leave it alone exactly what he does, but that's why they're aware of this. But you talked about the mainstream media and how they've been discredited. They're losing viewers. Alternative media, real journalists like yourself and others are firing up their own operations, becoming incredibly successful. And so you have a perfect storm of old line media and government and industry openly saying, let's censor people. To where you have 80 of the inventors of the internet coming out last week and saying they really are planning to shut down alternative speech. So you see them gearing up for what you call, what I would call an iron curtain descending on America.
Well, listen, if you take a look at the data points, and I want to tell your viewers another and listeners another little data point that's coming out today before I start. And these are just data points so you can say, hey, you know, why aren't they telling us? National Association of Realtors, see if anybody covers this tonight. This came out today. The NAR, National Association of Realtors, this is according to John Williams, who is an Ivy League trained economist who sells his information to hedge funds, and nobody in the world would ever make a decision based on government unemployment, government inflation, government GDP numbers. They hire people like John Williams to say, okay, here's the raw data. What does it really mean? And that's why John Williams, ShadowStats.com, does what he does for people who handle money.
Well, he does it the old way the government used to.
That's correct. I mean, when he says inflation is 11%, if he did it the way it was done by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in 1980 or earlier.
Or unemployment's really 22.
Employment's really 22, correct. If it was done the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics did it in 1994, or earlier, unemployed, underemployed. Unemployed and underemployed is really 22%. So if we had the first two quarters of the year, we had a couple of percent shrinkage, according to him. So that's not getting out. But here's another story, just as a data point, then I'll get back to your other thing. The National Association of Realtors refreshed their figures, and they corrected their estimates. And 3.54 million homes vanished, sales of 3.54 million homes vanished since 2007. Just another little data point. Let's see if that gets widely reported in the press that the sales of 3.54 million homes vanished since 2007, according to the National Association of Realtors Adjustments. But back to the mainstream media versus the real media, which is now us. We're not the alternative media. We're the real media. I know what a story is, Alex Jones. I know what one is. I did stories against Ford Motor Company. I did stories against big car companies. I did stories about depleted uranium munitions. I had to, I did some of the stuff on my site. I know what a story is. I did nothing. I didn't cover fires. I didn't cover floods. I worked in the R&D department of ABC News and CNN. I work with the lawyers. I work with standards. I work with legal. I didn't say anything unless I had, if I said a line like, so-and-so did such and such. Do you have a document to prove that? I had to have documents for everything. I know what a story is. I know what to say, and I know how to say something that's true. And what's going on today is outrageous. But let's take 60 Minutes, the pinnacle of broadcasting. They interview, and I did this on my site. They interview Ben Bernanke, several months ago, and he says, "Oh, we're not printing money." And you know how I know he's lying? Because Jon Stewart on The Daily Show found a clip where he was on 60 Minutes a year earlier, and he says, essentially, we're printing money. And 60 Minutes decided not to ask him about any of that.
I'll tell you what, Greg Hunter, let's do 5 minutes overdrive. Back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.